Welcome back to A Sane Future. I'm your host, Rich Kahn. At the outset, I acknowledge this may make some of my male friends a bit squeamish and cause them to reflexively cover their private parts. But it is a topic of importance, so I will endeavor to press forward. A recent Aaron Brockovich opinion piece in The Guardian focuses on plummeting sperm counts and the role toxic chemicals are playing in an ever-expanding reproductive crisis. These so-called hormone-disrupting chemicals are having a profound effect on fertility around the world. According to Shanna Swan, an environmental and reproductive epidemiologist at the Icahn School of Medicine at Mount Sinai in New York, and the author of a new book called Countdown, sperm counts have declined almost 60% since 1973. Her research projects the scary scenario of sperm counts hitting zero by the year 2045. Can you imagine that? No reproduction? No babies? Holy smokes, Batman!
The blame for all this lies in chemicals that are in almost everything we use.
Food wrappers, waterproof clothes, perfumes, cleaning products, soaps, shampoos, you name it. Some of these are known as forever chemicals, since they accumulate in the human body and do more and more damage. Swan's book is horrifying. She says in some parts of the world, the average 20-something woman today is less fertile than her grandmother was at 35. Plus, on average, a man today has half the sperm his grandfather had. She says the current state of reproductive affairs can't continue much longer without threatening human survival. It's a global existential crisis. Swan's book is in line with earlier research that says PFAs hurt sperm production. So you ask, with all we know about these harmful chemicals, why aren't we doing more to limit their use? Well, according to Brockovich, there is an inadequate amount of legislation attacking this obvious threat. Laws and regulations vary widely from state to state, country to country, and region to region. For example, the European Union has limited certain phthalates in toys and established limits in food production. In the U.S., a study found this chemical exposure to be widespread in infants as a result of contact with a number of baby products such as lotions and shampoos. Extensive legislation is lacking, not surprisingly, as a result of lobbying efforts by major chemical companies. One state has moved forward with reasonable legislation addressing the problem. The state of Washington has passed the Pollution Prevention for Our Future Act, which directs state agencies to address classes of chemicals and moves away from the chemical-by-chemical approach. The first classes include these phthalates, PFAs, PCBs, and others. Though Washington has moved ahead with these significant measures, the rest of the U.S. and many other countries are involved in a losing battle by dint of ineffective legislation. Here are a couple of examples of the impacts of these chemicals, according to Brockovich. In Oscoda, Michigan, you're not allowed to eat the deer meat because of ridiculously high PFO levels of deer caught near the former Air Force Base. And recently, hundreds of residents who live near Luke Air Force Base in Arizona were told to not drink the water because tests found high levels of toxic chemicals. Even worse, scientists have found these chemicals in the blood of almost all the people they've tested in this country. It's believed that no country or region is untouched by the problem of PFAS contamination. It's also been found in deep-water fish and high-altitude birds. And, says Brockovich, it's literally killing us by hitting at the very core of our existence, our reproductive capabilities. Her conclusion? The rapid death and decline of sperm must be addressed, and it must be addressed now. There simply is no time to lose. As many of you know, Aaron Brockovich is an environmental advocate and is the author of a new book, Superman's Not Coming, Our National Water Crisis and What We the People Can Do About It. Even if you consider her an alarmist, there certainly seems to be enough evidence to warrant action on this ubiquitous problem. Let's hope we find some answers and are able to marshal the will to enact them on a broad scale. The alternative is clearly not pretty. I, for one, would prefer not to see our family jewels rendered worthless. Thanks for tuning in to A Sane Future. If you've enjoyed this episode, please take a few moments to follow, rate, and review our podcast on iTunes.
We can't do any of this without your support. Visit asanefuture.com and follow A Sane Future on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and Instagram. This is Rich Kahn. Thanks again for listening, and please, arrive home safely.